Hello, and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Through good and tough times, you need a bank that will stand by you. Texas Citizens Bank gives Houston small and medium-sized businesses the resources they need to thrive. As one customer says, a huge thank you to our friends at Texas Citizens Bank. Great customer service and down-to-earth good people. Call 713-948-5700 to learn more today. In this episode, I'm introducing you to Danae LaFleur, Senior Director of Partnerships at The ION, an innovation hub rising in Midtown and expected to open early next year. Danae and I discuss how she's focused on diversity and inclusion at The ION, as well as making sure the hub is a resource for all aspects of Houston innovation, from startups and corporates to academics and beyond. Danae, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Natalie. Great to be here.
So your background is extremely interesting to me because you really flipped the sides of the table, right? You started kind of off your career on the kind of government side of things, and now you're on the innovation side supporting businesses. So tell me a little bit about how your background plays into now your role of what you do at the ION.
Sure. I came to the innovation ecosystem from the mayor's office, where I served the last four administrations. I was responsible for international relations as the chief of protocol. This experience in government really allowed me to gain a lot of insight about the different organizations in Houston and also all of our key industries as well. Also, I've had the opportunity to travel with Houston mayors to places like Israel in 2017 to see how other cities are growing their tech and innovation ecosystems and what sort of resources they're putting behind it. And frankly, to learn from some of the things that they said they would do differently had they to do it all over again.
So, you know, I don't think anyone listening to this podcast hasn't heard of the ION at this point. I've covered the ION so much over the past, you know, year and a half, I think. So tell me a little bit about how the ION differs from what else is out there and really the need the ION is going to be addressing in Houston.
Well, I think that one of the main things that the ION, what differentiates it, is this is something that we don't have in Houston yet. This is going to be a hub that's going to bring together corporate innovators, all 10 of Houston's higher level institutions of learning, from the two-year institutions to the four-year institutions, workforce development programs, and programs for startups and entrepreneurs, all coming together to work in the same place and hopefully to collaborate as well. And so that's something that's really quite new and different. And I can tell you, back from my time serving in the mayor's office, we had an opportunity to travel to different cities around the world, and we could see how other places, like Israel, for example, that's called Startup Nation, we could see the types of things that other cities were doing to drive their tech and innovation economy and the focus that they were putting on it. And so I'm really glad that so many leaders in Houston have come together to make the ION and the Innovation District a reality. We're playing catch up a little bit, but I think also Houston has a lot of the key ingredients that this is really going to be successful and take off for the benefit of all Houstonians.
And so briefly, for our listeners' purposes, why don't you describe a little bit about your job specifically and what all you're juggling for the ION?
Sure. So my job specifically is formulating partnerships that are going to bring people into the doors of the ION and to let them know what opportunities are available for them. The primary objective of the ION is economic resilience. We want Houstonians to be better off economically as a result of this project and as a result of them participating in the tech and innovation economy. So how do we define economic resilience, or how do we think that we can help impact that? That could be upskilling, having more people start new businesses, making sure people have access to capital, diversifying the tech workforce, and even helping you grow your business. So those are the goals that I'm responsible for partnerships, bringing people together that can impact economic resilience for Houstonians.
So even though the ION is expected early next year, you're very busy already over the past year with programming and everything. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what all y'all have been doing to support startups and corporate partners and everyone over the past few months during this pandemic.
Sure. So starting back in March, we took all of our programming online and began hosting it virtually immediately. And it was kind of scary for us. We'd always had like our demo day in person, and then we live streamed it on Facebook, but it wasn't a virtual event. You could just watch it on Facebook. So we took all of our programming online. We have many, many different virtual events that people are able to tune into. For example, learning how to do your pitch deck, learning about e-commerce. One of our most popular ones is how to actually start a startup. That's hosted by a partner with Mercury Fund, Heath Butler. And so I think that people have been very appreciative of the fact that once the pandemic began, we didn't just close up shop and abandon them, but we stayed true to our mission to try to help build economic resilience and provide resources for people.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking forward to the next few months, how do you envision the transition from these online events to the brick and mortar at the ION? Obviously, there's a lot of considerations with safety still. So what is that going to look like?
Sure. So until it's safe to have in-person events, we'll continue to provide online programming. I imagine that it'll eventually end up being some sort of hybrid where there's small gatherings and then we have an online component. And then even when it's possible to have the major gatherings again, I believe that our forum stairs inside the new building holds 200 or 300 people that will, from what we've learned from having an online experience, is I'd like to try to keep some component of that. I think having events virtually has opened up the opportunity for a lot more people to participate. So if you live out in the Woodlands and you were having to drive, you were going against traffic, but you were still having to drive in from the Woodlands, now maybe you can tune in for an event. I can tell you, for example, our demo day, we have more registrations for online demo day, almost double than what we had for in-person events. And those online registrations were coming from all over the world. Multiple countries were tuning in. So I think that online has increased our reach and increased our impact. So we don't want to lose that component, but we also want to continue to have in-person events because that's a really great way to build relationships and get connections. So to find some sort of hybrid, I think will be the way moving forward post-pandemic.
I think from an outsider, or I guess like a member of the innovation ecosystem, my perspective was that I really saw the ION increase its online content a lot. I mean, I remember all of the kind of interviews that y'all were doing on YouTube and different platforms. It definitely, and it's good to hear that paid off in terms of exposure and kind of drawing more eyes to the ION. But did you see it also translate into opportunities with new partners, even in this tough time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that it's hard to partner with someone if they don't have some, if they're not doing anything, right? And so us delivering online content has enabled us to partner with like-minded organizations and to create joint programming and opportunity and also even to help other organizations do their virtual content. I joke among our team that we could hire ourselves out as virtual event planners at this point. We have a lot of experience at it now.
Yeah, no, I see the emails coming in and I'm overwhelmed just as a participant. So I can't imagine your team, the hours they put into that. So very exciting. And one of them you mentioned, but I want to talk more about, is the demo days, which were something that happened, I think, on a monthly basis, but then they kind of culminated in a finals round. So tell me a little bit about how that went and how exciting that was to be able to put that on virtually.
Yeah, so Demo Day is a monthly pitch competition, and one of the members on our team is very into sports. Unfortunately, I am not, but he came up with the idea of having the brackets and the finals and the semifinals. And honestly, to this day, I don't quite understand it, but there were semifinals and quarterfinals, et cetera. And at the end of a whole long year of monthly competitions, we did have one final winner for the year, and it was Lazarus 3D, an amazing company and well-deserved win. But I was really excited about the new format. And that's something else that I think that we're going to continue into 2021 is having it be a year-long competition, whether it's virtual or in person.
Yeah, that's really exciting from a startup's perspective. So if there are startups listening, how can they get involved for 2021?
Oh, sure. IonHouston.com, and you can see a list of our events. There's opportunities for people to sign up to be a mentor, to participate in some of our accelerator programs. And there's always, always lots of activities that you can participate in as a startup to learn how to grow your business.
So another recent story that I've had on Innovation Map, and I know you're really excited about, so I want to talk to you about, is the Minority Business Enterprise. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what this new venture means.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. We, the ION, did receive a grant from the Minority Business Development Agency for us to partner with NASA and DIV Inc. DIV Inc. is an accelerator program that's specifically focused on women and people of color. And so the three of us together are going to provide content for this aerospace innovation hub that's particularly geared towards minorities. There's three prongs to it. There's networking and outreach events, and then there's also education and training events. And then the third component of that would be an accelerator program, which will have a cohort model. What's interesting about this accelerator program is we're also looking for small businesses and those industries. Even though it's called an aerospace innovation hub, it's open to a wide range of industries, particularly robotics, medicine, health support systems, engineering, construction, and additive manufacturing, to name just a few. We're hoping at the end of this, as they get coaching and tips from NASA and some of the primes, that they'll learn what it takes to get contracts with NASA and in the aerospace industry, and that some of the education and training programs can help them learn additional skills and reskill as well. So that's a really exciting development, and it's a new opportunity for minority businesses in Houston, and we're really excited that we're going to be able to host that at the ION.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because I feel like when people, and maybe I'm just projecting, but when people see aerospace, they think, you know, NASA and that's it, or, you know, but, you know, the technology really represents the intersection of a lot of industries. So that's interesting to know. In terms of, you know, timeline, is this something that people can get involved with now, or is that something that's coming kind of down the road?
Yeah, we've actually started the Aerospace Innovation Hub networking and outreach events. The recordings for the two events that we've already had are available. The third event is going to be on December 16th, and that's when we're going to go into the details of how you apply for the accelerator program and also what the specific education and training that's open to the public. You don't even have to be a member of the cohort, like if it's going to be computer-aided design or how to make your prototype. We'll go over all of that at an info session December 16th at noon, and you can sign up for that on our website. But it's very interesting, in partnership with NASA and their small business office, it's amazing all of the different small businesses that are prime for getting contracts with NASA. You'd be surprised. It's a wide variety of things that they're looking for. And so I think this will be really good for Houstonians as well, a good opportunity.
I've caught a couple NASA tech transfer talks, and I love listening to those because it's incredible how much technology that is used on a daily basis, from healthcare to like oil and gas, even, that originated from NASA technology. So it's I'm interested to see how that pans out, and it's going to be a great relationship between the two as, you know, the commercialization of the space industry continues.
Yep, exactly.
So one thing that's kind of apparent just in talking to you, especially even about the Minority Business Enterprise, is the ION's, you know, focus on hitting some diversity goals. So and addressing diversity and innovation as a whole. So I wanted to pick your brain about how the ION is approaching this. I think one thing that is pretty clear is Houston, you know, for one, is a diverse city, one of the most diverse cities in the country, and two, has a developing innovation ecosystem versus an established innovation ecosystem, in which some other cities have had to correct their approach to diversity and allowing inclusion within the innovation ecosystem, whereas Houston has a chance to kind of get it right the first time, right? So I want to pick your brain about how the ION is approaching that.
Sure. So the ION, from the whole point of the ION is to provide opportunities for all Houstonians. And as you mentioned, Houston is one of the most diverse cities in the United States. And we don't want to go down the path that some other cities have made, where the rich get richer and the poor are pretty much just left out. So when you think about the ION as a catalyst for economic resilience, you can also think of, and it is also a hub for technology and innovation. It's not just high tech, high growth startups. It's meeting Houstonians where they are and supplying them with access to technology and information that's going to help them with whatever stage that they're at. So if you're a small business or a retail business, and what's going to help you get to the next level is learning e-commerce so that you can now sell your things online and to a global audience, then the ION is going to be for you. If you are recently graduated high school and you're not sure if college is right for you, you might not want to go that route. But if you took this boot camp course, then maybe that could increase your income and be enough for you to provide for your family. And then maybe you consider doing college later, then that's for you. So the whole point is that technology can be used to improve people's lives as individuals and as businesses, and also the high tech, high growth startups, so that we're not leaving anyone out, and that we have opportunities for everyone to use technology to improve their bottom lines.
That's extremely interesting, especially since when I talk to, you know, startup founders and I ask them about, you know, what do they still need that they're not getting in Houston? And one of them is talent. One of the pain points for startups is talent. So how is the ION addressing, you know, the support for making that a little easier for startups to find and access, you know, talent and grow their company in general?
So we know from the data show us that there are a number of jobs in tech and innovation that don't require a four-year degree. So what we want to do is provide resources in the ION or through partners that are going to be able to teach people these skills that are in such high demand that startups are going to need. Otherwise, they're going to have to import talent or go to another city to find it. So maybe things like UX design, coding, cybersecurity, digital marketing. These are all things that the ION and partnerships with others can deliver. So General Assembly is delivering a lot of these things now. They were doing it in person at the ION pre-COVID. Now those types of courses have moved online. We're also partnering with TXRX and had been before to teach people about maybe computer-aided design, 3D printing, how to make prototypes. All of those types of skills are going to be able to help people upskill and be prepared for the jobs of the future so that we don't lose our startup companies that we are able to develop here in Houston.
So when you look at the partners and the players that are involved with the ION already, do do you have like a wish list or something that you're looking at where different industries or different types of technologies you'd like to incorporate into the ION as it grows and opens early next year?
Well, we have, I think we have the key building blocks now. And I think that the market is going to tell us what else it is that we need. Like one of the things that we knew that we needed was to have more resources for women and minorities who were trying to start these high tech, high growth startups because they were driving to Austin to get with in DivInc's program. And so now we've moved DivInc to Houston, so they no longer have to drive to Austin anymore. We also brought in Latinx Startup Alliance that's going to help. And it's actually founded by a Houstonian who left to go to Silicon Valley because he didn't have the resources that he needed way back when. I won't date him. But now he's coming back and bringing Latinx Startup Alliance here. And that's going to help our Latinx population with some of the unique challenges that they find in the ecosystem. So I think the market is going to tell us, and as we keep listening to founders and also reviewing the data to see what types of tech skills are needed, that's going to inform who the additional partners are going to be.
Yeah, I wonder, and kind of using that forward-looking approach, I know being involved with the mayor's office for so many years prior to Station, now ION, you've watched the innovation ecosystem really develop to what it is today. So I wonder, what's been the most significant evolution you've seen, and then where do you see it going in the next few years in terms of the greater innovation ecosystem here in Houston?
I think that it's going to be more and more participatory, that Houston is going to develop an ecosystem that's uniquely Houston, that Houstonians from all walks of life will find how they fit in and take advantage of those opportunities so that no one feels excluded or left out or like, oh, tech and innovation, that's not for me. What are these catchy buzzwords? I don't get it. So basically, we're going to democratize access to capital, access to information, access to opportunities. And I think that's what's going to make Houston different. And that's the direction that we're going in now.
So just to wrap up, and, you know, we've talked about so many aspects of the ION, but, you know, for you, if there was one takeaway someone could have about the ION, what is it? What is the thing that's going to be the impression that you want a visitor, whether it's corporate or startup, to have of the ION? For you personally, it doesn't have to be like the marketing slogan or whatever, but.
I think that when people walk into the ION, what's personally important to me is that it looks like Houston. So that when you walk in, you see yourself, whatever that is, reflected in the people that are in the building and also the programming and the activities as well. So that you feel like this is something that's benefiting me and my family and the people that I know. And this is a place for us, whoever the us is, but that you see yourself reflected in the building. And that's my biggest hope and aspiration. And I really believe that we're well on track to be able to deliver on exactly that.
That's amazing. Well, I can't wait until I personally get to walk through and see what I've been covering now for so long. So I'm excited for it.
Thank you so much, Natalie.
And thank you for joining me for this. And good luck with the next few months. I'm sure they're going to be busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Subscribe so you never miss an episode and follow along on innovationmap.com for all things Houston innovation.